This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival with Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions, Mayor Brandon Johnson with Dr. Ibram X. Kendi, travel journalist Rick Steves, author R.F. Kuang, journalist Michael Pollan, and a night with NPR's Planet Money. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
The 4th of July doesn't mean the same to everyone in the country. And right now, many of us are thinking about patriotism, freedom, and what being part of the United States of America means to us. WBEZ's Natalie Moore has been turning this idea around in her mind for a while and has this essay.
Chicago smells like barbecue. In black neighborhoods, backyards brim with smoke from Memorial Day through Labor Day. Impromptu kickbacks, full-fledged cookouts, folding tables with spades and hot links definitely mark summertime shy. July 4th is the apex. I've never heard a black family hail July 4th as Independence Day. July 4th, probably more than Juneteenth prior to this year, means intergenerational families sitting on their decks or porches licking sauce off their fingers from ribs and burgers. 10 years ago, my parents started hosting a July 4th barbecue in their backyard. Really, it's a party my sister, brother, and I throw together. The holiday is fellowship and reveling in decades-long relationships, not Pop's orchestra or a red, white, and blue explosion. Last year, my mother bought cocktail napkins that said, "Party like it's 1776. Mommy, we were slaves back then," I exclaimed. She did not place them on the bar. Maybe we got a little too caught up in the barbecue. After we blessed the food and toasted to our guests, I read an excerpt from Frederick Douglass's 1852 speech, "What to the Slave is the 4th of July," lest we forget who the holiday was created for, and not my ancestors.
What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty an unholy license, your national greatness swelling vanity. Your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless. Your denunciations of tyrants, brass-fronted impudence. Your shouts of liberty and equality, hollow mockery. Your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings, with all your religious parade and solemnity, are to him mere bombast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There is not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of these United States at this very hour.
Black Americans are forever reminded of our complicated relationship to this country. We don't need the recent racial civil unrest after the police killing of George Floyd to jog our collective memories and trauma. We know this country often doesn't love us back. My grandfather and his brother served in World War II. My father shipped off to Vietnam after being arrested for being black in Mississippi while down there for boot camp. Our people hold government and public service jobs. We make our communities better and demand more from the U.S. The coronavirus pandemic has canceled our family July 4th party this year. I'm planning to socially distance in my parents' backyard, eating barbecue, dunking the homemade shortcake in sugary strawberry juice, and sipping on a cocktail. I'll find a reenactment of Frederick Douglass's speech to play on the deck before the fireworks erupt. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.